Discover your journey at OMA. Prepare, explore, and achieve.
National headlines and the local stories you care about. WLBB, Carrollton, News Talk, 1330, FM 106.3.
Good morning. Welcome to Community Voice. I'm your host, Josh Engel. This morning's program is live streaming on the News Talk 1330 WLBB Facebook page. So yeah, if you have any questions or comments for our guests today, feel free to hop in the chat. I'd be very proud to read those out. Today is Wednesday, November 27th, and today we're going to be talking about A Twisted Christmas Carol, the upcoming Christmas production put on by the Carroll County Community Theater and the Carrollton Center for the Arts. Today, joining us in the studio, we have Ava Donowski playing a Daisy Newsome, and
Ben Williams.
Okay, good. I left out the S. Ben Williams playing Bubba Pickford. Twisted Christmas Carol is a Texas spoof of Charles Dickens' classic A Christmas Carol. It's Christmas Eve in a small West Texas town, and a cantankerous barbecue joint owner, Buford Johnson, gets hit by a twister, setting off a Dickensian adventure with a Texas twist. Don't miss this classic tale retold in a hilarious fashion, but still capturing the meaning of duty to take care of one another, to uphold Christian values such as charity, compassion, and forgiveness. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you both for joining us in the studio today. Why don't we first hear a bit about each of you, and we'll start with Ava Donowski. Tell us a bit about you, dear.
Hi, I'm Ava Donowski. I'm 19 years old. I've been doing things at the Carrollton Center for the Arts for about 12 years now. This will be my, 30th play there. I'm currently getting my Bachelor of Fine Arts at the University of West Georgia, and I'm very excited for A Twisted Christmas Carol.
Excellent, excellent. So what are your plans with the Bachelor's of Fine Arts?
Ooh, I definitely want to work in graphic design or marketing. I'm very passionate about designs and just the way that people see different things.
How do you feel? What do you feel about the programs that you have to use for design? Do you have a favorite, like Photoshop, Illustrator, InDesign?
Definitely Photoshop right now. I feel like you can do a lot with that. Way more than Illustrator.
Very effective tool, Photoshop.
Yes.
All right, well, let's throw it over to Ben Williams. Ben, tell us a bit about you, sir.
My name is Ben Williams. I'm 18 years old, and I've been in around 3 plays at the Arts Center. I enjoy theater. I wouldn't say it's my main hobby, but I do have a lot of fun doing it. My first play over there was around 2019, so, you know, I haven't been going as long as Ava, but still a little bit. But I like to play the guitar and basically any other instrument that I find the fancy to learn. I'm going to college next semester. I'm in between going for music or philosophy. So there's kind of a decision to make there of kind of what I want to do. I may just end up going for business to start off with.
Drastically different.
Right, I was like, I might just go down the middle and do something that has nothing to do.
You could study music and a minor in philosophy. They're pretty connected.
They are.
But business, okay.
Yeah, I thought business is a good way to go to start with because you can do a lot with business because whatever you go into is going to be a kind of business. So
sure.
There's that. Basically music is my main hobby and then theater.
And you grew up around here?
I did. I was actually born in Paulding County, but I moved here when I was 5 years old, so I consider myself to be from Carrollton.
Who was your favorite philosopher, if you had to pick someone?
Favorite philosopher. Let's see. I would probably say modern philosopher would be C.S. Lewis.
Interesting.
He had a lot of awesome ideas, which, of course, he wrote Narnia, which isn't philosophy, but he also had a lot of different Christian books on perspective, such as Mere Christianity, which is definitely a philosophy book. Definitely a good read.
What about the classicists? Do you have a favorite classicist?
I'll probably have to come back to that. I don't have necessarily a favorite.
Sure.
But yeah, let me think on that for a second.
Hey, think on it. Think on it. Now, let's hear a bit about your characters, because so we kind of got a bit of the backstory of each of you. Actually, let's talk about the story first. We'll save the characters for the second segment. Let's talk about the story, because this is interesting. You know, I mean, this is a classic Dickensian tale. I mean, it's one of the most iconic Christmas stories of all time, A Christmas Carol, but this is a Texas twist. So yes. Why don't we just keep it on Ben? Ben, tell us a bit about the story.
Okay.
Not too much, you know, not to give
anything
away.
Not too much. So Buford Johnson is the barbecue owner. He and his wife are having some marital problems, and he gets mad and walks out and gets hit by a twister. So he's in a coma. Well, during this whole play, Bubba Pickford is basically just the barfly. He's there just because that's his best friend and he gets free beer. So he's sitting there, and basically throughout the entire play, he's just there to drink. So he adds some things to it. He's mainly interested in Daisy. She doesn't walk into the picture until later, but he's trying to kind of fix the problems between Buford and Darla, because he's like, it's my best friend and my best friend's wife. Don't want them to split up. If this barbecue restaurant goes away, I've got nowhere to drink. So that's basically
priorities.
His whole priority.
Yeah.
Exactly, exactly. So when Buford gets, you know, flattened by the twister, Bubba's like, you know, I think in order to preserve my friend's legacy, I'll take his pickup truck as a token. I mean, that's his line of thinking right there. Other than that, Bubba's main focus is Daisy, like, all the way through.
Awesome, awesome. Well, let's throw it back over to Ava Danowski playing Daisy, the aforementioned character. Ava, were you a fan of, most people are. Are you a fan of the original Christmas Carol?
Oh, absolutely.
Why is the Muppets version so much better?
Oh, I don't know, because there are Muppets, obviously.
Great, great answer. So I wanted to ask you, you know, a lot of folks, listeners, are familiar with the
yes.
original Charles Dickens tale. Speak on the maybe similarities, maybe differences. I mean, we threw a twister and beer in, so that's already, you know, it's a pretty it's a pretty big twist on the classic. But maybe talk a bit about comparatively about the two.
Comparatively, probably like the similarities. There are a lot of themes in this play that match with the original Christmas story based off of, like, family and redemption. Those are two main themes that I feel like come through and hold up from the original.
Nice.
The difference is beer and barbecue.
Beer and barbecue.
Beer and barbecue. And just, like, the different nuances of the characters, probably. There's definitely some complicated relationships that are much different than we see in the original.
Nice. All right. So how about the ghosts? Because, I mean, we're in a barbecue restaurant, and folks are fans of the original Christmas Carol. They're aware, Scrooge is visited by three ghosts. So how does a twisted Christmas Carol approach that?
Ooh, there is one main ghost who comes in. And instead of three ghosts, there's three timelines, essentially.
Right.
And
so it's Hank Walker, the barbecue king.
Nice.
Yes,
Buford's
Hank
Walker. Worst enemy. So when he goes into a coma, basically his mind's just giving him the worst nightmare of his life. And Hank Walker plays all three ghosts. So it's like he just can't get out of this dream. He's like, I want to be done. Because the other thing is, in these dreams, Bubba Pickford is interested in his wife, not Daisy. So I'm going after his woman. And he's like, I mean, he's just torn up. So Hank Walker, who he hates, is the ghost that's tormenting him. And then Bubba ends up married to his wife. And so his best friend takes his wife, and his enemy is the one showing him all of this. So there's that dynamic.
Yes.
Only in Texas.
Only in Texas.
Awesome. Well, time is at 8:40. We're going to go ahead and take our first commercial break. When we come back, We will continue our conversation with Ava Danowski playing Daisy Newsome and Ben Williams playing Bubba Pickford in the upcoming production of A Twisted Christmas Carol directed by Cindy Winstead. And the show will open on December 5th. And it's going to run 5th through the 7th at 7:30 p.m. And then Sunday, December 8th at 2 p.m. And tickets are $15 for adults, $10 for the youth, which is 12 and younger. And if you'd like to get those tickets, go to cprcad.myboxoffice.us and you can get that ticket. Or you can just, you know, Google A Twisted Christmas Carol, Carrollton Arts, and you're going to find that. Again, we're going to take our first break. Community Voice brought to you by Tanner Health System and Oak Mountain Academy.
Consider the Mobius strip. Take a strip of paper, twist it, connect the ends. This connection forms a continuous loop. Seamless, infinite. That's how your healthcare should be too. At Tanner Health, the Mobius is our symbol and our promise, representing our continuum of care and our commitment that the services you need will be here for you always. We're not just changing healthcare, we're redefining it. See more at Tanner.org.
The World Language Scholar Journey at Oak Mountain Academy is designed to provide students with a clearly defined, curriculum-based track to acquire essential knowledge and skills for success in biliteracy fields of study. The successful completion of this journey provides colleges with a method to recognize a rigorous foreign language immersion experience for all students at Oak Mountain Academy. I'm Patrick Uran, head of school, inviting you to journey with us on the mountain. For more information, visit us at oakmountain.us. Discover your journey at OMA. Prepare, explore, and achieve.
And we're back to Community Voice. Today's Wednesday, November 27th. I'm your host, Josh Engel, and we are chatting with the cast of A Twisted Christmas Carol. It's the Carroll County Community Theater's upcoming Christmas production. It opens on December 5th, runs from the 5th to the 7th at 7:30 p.m., and December 8th at 2 p.m., that's the matinee. We are live streaming this morning's program on our WLBB News Talk 1330 Facebook page. So if you have any questions or comments for our guests, feel free to hop in the chat and throw those in. All right, let's jump back to it. We got Ava Danowski playing Daisy Newsome in the program and Ben Williams playing Bubba Pickford. Ava, tell me about Cindy. Notice I mixed your guys' name. Cindy Winstead, the director of the production. Tell us a bit about her.
Yes. Well, she is charming and wonderful and what would you say?
I would say beautiful and very talented.
Very talented. Our very talented director who's done all of it. No, she's actually made it a very collaborative environment. And I feel like she's made it a safe space for us to all share our ideas throughout this play. She has worked so incredibly hard to get this play to where it is. And her with our stage manager, Elizabeth, and our assistant director, Meredith, they have all made it such a wonderful space for all of us to collaborate.
Awesome. All right. Well, let's talk a bit about the, you know, speaking of collaboration, the rehearsal process. Let's talk a bit about how that process has played out. I've heard that you guys got the set up in record time.
We did.
Blew the folks away at the Art Center. Let's talk a bit about the rehearsal process. We'll start with Ben.
All right. So the rehearsal process was, I really like her methods as far as rehearsal. So we didn't have a set to work with when we started, of course. But we taped out the entire set in a rehearsal room. So we had all of those lines so we could start working on blocking and it be as authentic as we could make it. It was a blast. It was, especially at first, it was really hard to keep a straight face and deliver some of these lines because everyone in the room kept cracking up.
Oh, yeah.
It sounds really funny.
It's pretty funny. And I mean, yeah. Of course, we've done it over and over and over again for the last month or two. But some scenes are still hard to just get through because you just can't help but laugh.
Those first few rehearsals were nothing but laughter, especially during incredible. The Bubba scenes. It was so difficult for Daisy to keep a straight face.
Sure. Yes. And us as actors getting in there for the first time, I mean, we've known each other for a while, but still, you have to get really close and uncomfortable to deliver some of these scenes. And just the fact that you're doing that in general is funny.
Yeah.
There are a lot of scenes that are still, I mean, they haven't lost their magic at all. The rehearsal process in general has just been awesome. And we've all kind of put our own touch on some of the lines. There's some that we've changed around, some we've rewritten, some we've put in different spots. As a whole, every one of us has put a lot into this script. It's not like necessarily the original play. It's still there, but we have definitely polished this to what us as a cast want it to be.
Excellent. The text is living and you brought it to life. You guys made it your own.
Absolutely.
Well, Ava, how did the rehearsal process, how did moving to the stage affect the rehearsal process?
I'd say while it was amazing moving to the stage and with a set was amazing, it is still taking a minute to get used to the set. I mean, we've only had the set up 2 days.
Yeah.
And we've worked on the stage a little bit, but we're finally getting like comfortable with all the set, with the bar. The bar is the biggest thing because of like the height difference that we have never practiced before. Mm-hmm. Just getting up on the bar and making drinks is just like the biggest thing you have to get used to.
It's very tall.
Oh, yeah, it's a tall bar. And some of us have to hop up on that bar. And it's a struggle sometimes.
It's like 2 or 3 feet off the stage.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. And so, let's talk about that some, the set. I mean, are we working with different levels? I mean, at least bar's on a different level.
We're like, working with a lot of different levels.
Sure. Like, give us some detail. Tell us kind of what folks can expect to see.
So we have the main stage, which would be the floor of the restaurant, and then we have an upper deck. So you step up to the bar area, you have a rail, and then you have an entire area for the bar and a couple other chairs. So it's a raised deck, kind of like you'd find in various different restaurants. But it is awesome to have that dynamic because you can stand up there while other characters are standing below you and still have that visual sight line.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of dynamics that can really be played out there. And with the bar, it's even higher. So you have the raised deck and then the bar is raised on top of that deck. And it's a pretty tall bar. So, and then there's a step behind the bar that you step up onto. And so you're raised pretty high off the regular stage. And there's just a lot of different levels that really help out the visual aspect of the play.
Nice. Ava, tell us a bit about the lighting and sound.
Oh, God. The lighting and sound, I know nothing about, but that's okay. The lighting is going to be amazing with the set. I just know it. We haven't seen much of it because we haven't really started tech that much.
Sure.
I do know the sound effects are going to be crazy because we have to deal with wind and all that different stuff that makes a Twister, and it's going to be so much fun.
So you're both into music,
right?
Yes.
Have you guys gotten any sneak peeks as to any of the songs that are going to be incorporated? I mean, when I read this as someone who's completely not in the know, I don't know anything about the story. I just know that it's a Twisted Christmas Carol. It's a Texas take on the famous Dickensian story. My mind goes to, all right, that really opens the door for some pretty cool music. Do we know anything about that we can speak of?
Okay, well, I'm going to give nothing away about this scene, but Jolene by Dolly Parton is going to be in this show.
I mean, we can really stop there, actually, because I don't think you really need.
Yeah. Well, I will say there will be some live sound. There will actually be some instruments, and there will be one or two scenes that really have that musical dynamic thrown in there. There is a rendition of a Johnny Cash song and some various Christmas songs with different lyrics thrown in there. So there is going to be a lot of fun stuff.
Yeah. And I wonder who's going to be playing that music.
I wonder.
Time is 8:49. We're going to go and take our last commercial break. But when we come back, we'll wrap up our conversation with the cast of A Twisted Christmas Carol, the upcoming Carroll County Community Theater and Carrollton Cultural Arts Center. Well, the Center for the Arts is production of A Twisted Christmas Carol. It opens December 5th at 7:30 p.m., runs December 5th, 6th, and 7th at 7 p.m., and then a matinee on December 8th at 2 p.m. Tickets are available now. at the box office and online. And tickets are only $15 for adults and $10 for youth, which is 12 and younger. Just a reminder, we have been live streaming this morning's program on the News Talk 1330 WLBB Facebook page. So if you have any, if you'd like to possibly share the show and spread the word so that we can fill out the theater for this excellent production, please do so. And a reminder, if you have any last minute questions or comments for our guests, feel free to, or kudos, feel free to throw those in the chat, and I'd be happy to read those out to them. Again, going to take our first break. Community Voice brought to you by Tanner Health System and Oak Mountain Academy.
Consider the Mobius strip. Take a strip of paper, twist it, connect the ends. This connection forms a continuous loop. Seamless, infinite. That's how your healthcare should be too. At Tanner Health, the Mobius is our symbol and our promise, representing our continuum of care and our commitment that the services you need will be here for you always. We're not just changing healthcare, we're redefining it. See more at Tanner.org.
The Entrepreneur Scholar Journey at Oak Mountain Academy is designed to provide students with a clearly defined, curriculum-based track to acquire essential knowledge and skills for success in business and leadership. Critical areas include identifying entrepreneurial characteristics, selecting a value position, and business model development. I'm Patrick Uran, head of school, inviting you to journey with us on the mountain. For more information, visit us at oakmountain.us. Discover your journey at OMA. Prepare, explore, and achieve.
And we're back to Community Voice. I'm your host, Josh Engel. Today's Wednesday, November 27th, and we are chatting about a Twisted Christmas Carol, the Carroll County Community Theater's upcoming production. It's the Christmas show, opening December 5th, running 5th, 6th, and 7th at 7:30 p.m., and December 8th with a matinee at 2 p.m. Tickets are available at the box office or at cprcad.myboxoffice.us, but it might just be easier to Google that, or maybe we could put a link in the chat for listeners who might want to go ahead and get their tickets for the show before they sell out, because the Christmas show is always very popular because they always pick a great show for Christmas. You were in the last Christmas show, weren't you?
I was in The Last Night at Ballyhoo last year.
Nice. Yeah, okay, cool. So this will be what, two Christmas shows you've been in? Three?
This is probably my fourth one in total, but second one in a row.
That
sure.
Was Ava Danowski. She is playing Daisy Newsome in A Twisted
yes.
Christmas Carol. And we're also joined with Ben Williams, who's going to be playing Bubba Pickford. These names, man, that's so funny. So be sure to share this episode, either the podcast version or the live stream, on your social media so we can spread the word. So we've covered a lot of ground. Some things that you know, we started this conversation talking about beer and barbecue, and then that ended up, and then the next thing you know, we're talking about Dolly Parton. And we're talking about Johnny Cash. I mean, there's clearly a lot in this show, and it's such an awesome Texas spoof of the Charles Dickens classic, A Christmas Carol. So I feel like we've given people plenty of reason to come check out the show. But I'd like to hear from each of you. Why should people come to this show? And should they bring their families? We'll start with Ben.
So the reason you should come to this show is because, of course, I'm biased, but I think it is the best show on right now. But there is going to be all kinds of dynamics. There's going to be music. There's going to be some singing. I'm not talking show tunes. I'm talking music. And there's going to be a lot of really good acting and a lot of laughs. There's some drama. There's some comedy. There's about everything you can think of in this play. So that is my reasons for going. Just because it is an awesome play.
I love the way you said it. It's the best show on right now.
It is the best show on.
Check it out. Check it out. Ava, same question.
Oh, well, like Ben said, it's got everything. It's got comedy. It's got drama. It's got those character dynamics that you just want to watch for hours.
Oh, yeah.
And it's also just such a nice spoof. It's a goofy little time. And should you bring your family? I think you can. There are some jokes in there, but you know, it'll slide over kids' heads.
Yeah, I mean, come on, we were all kids watching you know, adult movies every once in a while. The city's not going to put on anything that's too adult.
Not at
all. Bring the kids out. I mean, I think it's important to hit again, you know, despite this being clearly a very funny and fun spoof of Charles Dickens, you know, it still captures a lot of the themes, the meaning of duty, to take care of one another, to uphold Christian values such as charity, compassion, and forgiveness. I mean, is it interesting to see these themes from the original tale taking life in this version?
It is, because when we did the first read through and I was just reading through the script, I really didn't realize how much those themes come through, because when you're first reading it, it's like, okay, this is just about a Texas barbecue, and like, it's about silly characters in a Texas barbecue. But then towards the end, you realize how those themes of like family and good values and just sort of the entire story just comes together to show the audience how people have changed through the play and how these themes have come through.
They're like the arcs of the characters, like you've seen them, you've seen them grow and transition and become something, you know, become ideally better versions of themselves, maybe, or maybe happier versions of themselves. Would you agree, Ben?
I would. In the end, everyone, I think, finds what they're looking for. Of course, it wraps up nicely. It's not a sad ending. Nobody dies, hopefully. But
question mark?
Right, question mark. I think there are all of those themes, like Ava said, they didn't really seem to be there when we read through it. It just seemed like a bunch of people having a hard time and having a hard time and nothing happened. But now it feels like they went through some stuff, they figured it out, and at the end that it really comes back. There's a whole redemption story through there, and it's really great. There is that story, and comparing it to A Christmas Carol, it didn't seem... At first, I was like, how in the world is this supposed to be A Christmas Carol? Because it just felt so different. But towards the end, I was like, there still is that Scrooge moment where he's like, it's Christmas, and like, I'm alive. So there is still that part where it's like, wow, very thankful that I'm here and still alive. Like, I'm not
absolutely
dead.
Absolutely. Is there I'm not trying to give away a bunch of spoilers, but is there an analog for Tiny Tim?
Yes.
We'll leave it at
that's
that.
That's it.
That's perfect. Awesome. So time is 8:57. We only have about 2 minutes left in the program. I'd love to ask each of you, you know, do you guys have anything coming up? You know, any concerts that maybe you'll be playing, or any other shows that you plan on auditioning for, or anything that you guys are going to be working on moving forward?
Well, I like to play open mic nights at Sutton's in Carrollton. You can typically find me there on Wednesdays or Thursdays.
Okay. What kind of music do you play typically?
I like to play pretty much anything, but I tend to lean towards rock and roll and blues.
Excellent. Awesome. Well, how about you, Ava?
For me, I'm going to be spending this next semester focused on school, but if anyone would like to check out an art gallery, there is always one happening at UWG at the VAB, the Visual Arts Building.
Dig it. Dig it. And do you have like your shop? Don't you have like a...
I do. I have a little Etsy shop right now.
Cool.
I'm working on that this semester too. Thank you for mentioning it.
What's its name? Folks want to look it up.
It's Quinsky. Q-U-I-N-N-S-K-Y.
Where did Quinn come from?
My middle name.
No way.
Yes.
That's cool. I was thinking it might have been Quinn the Eskimo, the old song. I wasn't sure. That's your middle name. Cool.
Yes.
All right. So folks can check that on Etsy.
Yes, absolutely.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, very, very grateful to the members of the cast that have come out today. Ben Williams playing Bubba Pickford, and of course, Ava Donowski playing Daisy Newsome. Just a reminder to everyone, A Twisted Christmas Carol, directed by Cindy Winstead, is going to be opening at the Carrollton Center for the Arts December 5th. It's going to run 5th, 6th, and 7th at 7:30 p.m., as well as December 8th for the Sunday matinee at 2 p.m., and tickets are available now, $15 for adults, $10 for youth, which is 12 and younger. And you can get those tickets at the box office, or you can get them at cprcad.myboxoffice.us. Again, thank you to everyone who joined us. We'll see you next time.
national headlines and the local stories you care about. WLBB, Carrollton, News Talk, 1330, FM 106.3.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Fierce exchange.